Hare Krishna. Question: what is the difference between goodness and pure goodness? Isn't goodness enough for living in this world properly? Answer: Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. The Srimad Bhagavatam states that Sattvam Vishuddham, that existence, that goodness, which is Vishuddham, completely pure, that is Vasudeva Shabditam. That is known as Vasudeva. The Vasudeva state of existence is the transcendental state of existence beyond the material modes. So, Krishna talks about goodness in quite a favorable, positive light when he says that Sarvadvareshu Dehe Smin Prakash Upajayate Jnanam Yada Dada Vidya Virudham Sattvam Ityuta. He says all the senses are illumined by knowledge, and when the mode of goodness is prominent. And yet he says that, this is 14.11, but even before this he has stated that sattva also binds. And how does it bind? He says that sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanagha, that sukha sangena, so it binds one by happiness and one binds by jnana. So tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanagha. While describing the three modes of material nature, this is 14.6, Krishna described that tatra, among these three modes, sattvam nirmalatva, that is relatively purer than other modes. And what is characteristic? Prakashakam anamayam prakasha. So because it is illuminating, therefore one gets knowledge, and that sense of being more learned than others, that binds one thinking that I'll be comfortable in material existence. Because I'm so clever, I'm cleverer than others. These people are foolish, I'm clever. A sense of pride comes along. And then, further it says, Nirmalatvat, Prakash, Anamayam. Anamayam means there are not many sins over there. And because there are not many sins, one is relatively free from sin, so there are not many sinful reactions also. And that's why one gets, when the relative lives relatively peacefully, happily. So, thus one actually gets bound by the sense of happiness. Sukha sangena vadnati jnana sangena chanaka. So one feels that, okay, life is happy. What is the need to get out of this life? Things are fine the way they are right now. So that's why we need to go beyond goodness also. And Krishna is very clear that towards the end of the 14th chapter, he says that urdhvam gacchanti satvastha, by mode of goodness we'll go up. But only by transcendence we'll get out. We'll get out of material existence. So, living in goodness is good. It's definitely better than living in passion and ignorance, which is the way most people in society today are living. And from the ultimate eschatological perspective, from the perspective of our ultimate destination, we will get elevated to a better material existence either in this world or the next world. But we'll continue on the cycle of birth and death. And after that, we will be born again in this world only. Continue on basically the cycle of birth and death. On the other hand, if we come to pure goodness, then we will transcend material existence. So now, what does it mean practically? As devotees, we are expected normally, while we are living in this world, we should be moral, we should be principled, we should be composed, and overall, we live lives in goodness. Overall. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about how devotees should live in Chaitanya Chakshyamrita. And there also he describes quite a bit about how the devotee's lifestyle, the qualities he describes are very similar to the qualities he describes in goodness, are described about in good, talked about in goodness. So essentially, goodness is good. At the same time, goodness for devotees is the tool to live in this world. It is not their existential mode. That means that we use goodness because it is the most favorable among the modes for serving Krishna. For living in a way that is harmonious in this world. But sometimes devotees may require passion also. When there are lots of things to get done. Some devotees, when there are big festivals to be managed. There are big projects to be done. At that time some passion is required. And that is not wrong to use passion in the service of Krishna. So, The point is that devotees are in goodness, but they are not attached to goodness. They can even use passion Krishna's service. And more importantly, devotees are not attached to goodness in the sense that devotees are attached to Krishna. So a devotee will do whatever is required to please Krishna. Even if sometimes that means sacrificing goodness for the sake of Krishna. So in practical terms, we try to live regulated lives, but we don't become attached to regulation. We stay attached to Krishna. Now, becoming attached to regulation will become Niyamagraha. And that will keep us, Niyamagraha means sticking to the letter of the law without understanding the spirit and often compromising on its spirit. So to avoid that, we need to come to the mode of pure goodness. And that will take time. Till we come to the mode of pure goodness, it is good to stay in goodness and to practice bhakti, accordingly. So essentially the difference is in motivation. A devotee's desire is simply to love and serve and please Krishna. So, samsiddhir haritoshanam varnashramacharvata purishya taha pumbir dujasreshta varnashram vibhagasah sanushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. So, varnashram is there, vibhagasah. The whole purpose of everybody in varnashram is to satisfy samsiddhir haritoshanam. So, everything that devotees do, that is for satisfying the Lord. So, a person in goodness is attached to goodness and wants to work according to his or her likes and goodness. But a devotee is attached to Krishna and works to please Krishna and uses the mode of goodness for acting in the world in a way that will be conducive to Krishna's service. So the essential difference between a devotee's lifestyle and a devotee's way of living and a person's goodness mode of living is firstly in terms of internal motivation, and the devotee is concerned about pleasing Krishna primarily and doing what is best for the service of Krishna. And secondly, in external terms, occasionally a devotee will be ready to sacrifice passion for the sake of, sacrifice goodness for the sake of Krishna whenever it is required. Thank you. Hare Krishna.